This is Vatican Radio, and I am Lydia O'Kane. On Saturday, the 8th of June, tens of thousands of people from across the UK will be taking part in the Enough Food for Everyone If campaign. The campaign is calling on G8 leaders who will be meeting in Northern Ireland later this month to tackle the issue of global hunger. Events will begin in London on Saturday with an ecumenical church service at Westminster Central Hall with an address by the Archbishop of Westminster, Vincent Nicholls. Then later in the afternoon, thousands of people will rally in Hyde Park to call for action on hunger. The UK-based Catholic development agency Progressio is one of the 170 organisations involved in the campaign. Speaking to me, Executive Director Mark Lister said that faith was fundamental in the drive to make hunger a thing of the past. What are this group and, of course, yourselves, Progressio, looking to do? What are you asking the G8 leaders to do?
Well, it's a massive opportunity that we've got with such a big audience coming together in the UK and globally indeed to push to beat world hunger. And we are desperately wanting to do something about this, recognising that hunger is devastating in its impact but also complex in its causes. So it does mean that we're pushing for things like big funding for small farmers who are at the heart of producing food for the world's poorest citizens. So that's at the start of the campaign. We're looking at improved nutrition funding. We're looking at issues of tax, which is a big issue globally. Big companies are not always declaring their tax and not always paying fair shares of tax, both in the rich world and in developing countries. And we're also looking at issues around land and governmental transparency to halt corruption.
It's a campaign that involves the Christian communities and also from an ecumenical perspective, there are Catholics, there are different faith communities. How important, therefore, is the Christian voice and how strong is the Christian voice in this debate?
I think it's enormously strong. I mean, from my perspective at Progressio as the chief executive, we're inspired by Catholic social teaching and that call, which is a call to everyone, isn't it, for us to give priority to those with least wealth and least power. So that fundamentally underpins our own approach to our work, to our daily lives indeed. And that's reflected across the countries we work in and the countries where our support comes from as well. And it's enormously important in the IF campaign as well. On Saturday, June the 8th in London, we have an ecumenical service at Westminster Hall, which is a big part of our biggest day of the campaign, at 11 in the morning. And then that follows on at 2 p.m. at a mass gathering in Hyde Park. So faith is fundamental to the campaign and also fundamental to our working. I mean, if there were space, I'd quite like to talk a little bit about one of the communities we work with in Malawi. I mean, I found it totally inspirational. As I say, the impact of hunger is devastating, and visiting small farmers near Lake Malawi in Malawi was an amazing experience for me. And I'm thinking about people like Peter Malela, the small farmer who said to me, because of climate change, he said, we are not getting enough rain and our yield is reduced. And we are conscious of climate change. I think everyone is these days, and I'm sure every listener is conscious of that. But it really comes home when you see the impact on a local community where they said that the hunger period for our families is often October to January in the rainy season. We've no more food from the last harvest and cannot afford to buy enough food at the market. That's what a small farmer explained to me, and it really brings it home. And then at the same time, I saw the action we're able to take through our skilled development workers, sharing skills in techniques with the farmers to improve their harvest, to capture rainwater, so that they can, and to look at different crops so that they can have food that comes to fruition later in the season, is able to cope with less rain, and is able to be stored through to that desperate period of hunger. So it was fantastic and inspiring to see small farmers taking advantage of these techniques and also investing in their future, planting trees like mad. There were thousands of trees that the local communities were planting. And in a way, their community has to focus on the short term, but they're showing us the way in demonstrating long-term investment. And so another call from the IF campaign is on us all to take responsibility for the way we are in use of resources, and to call on the world governments to meet their commitments on climate finance globally, so that's rich countries and poor countries, and also to spend 50% of those climate finance funds on helping communities to adapt to the impacts of climate change, particularly in poor countries like Malawi.
Do you think it's harder for, you were talking about the international community, G8 leaders meeting their commitments, do you think it's harder in a period of economic crisis, a period of austerity, for them to do that? And are they willing to do that during this period, do you think?
I don't doubt it's harder. And that, in a way, where I was humbled by the experience of seeing Malawians who, you know, no matter how hard our governments have in terms of balancing their budgets, to see Malawians who've got no reason to do anything other than short-term to try and grab enough of a harvest to be able to feed their families through the coming hunger period, and yet they're spending time investing in long-term growth of trees. You know, it's an ultimate celebration of creation, isn't it, to invest in our planet. So from that point of view, I can see our governments, even though times are really tough, also needs to retain that focus on preserving our planet for future generations. And also, there is some really strong leadership. I mean, the government this year, during the IF campaign, with massive pressure from UK citizens, did stick to its promise of meeting 0.7% of gross national income being put into development aid, and that's the first of the G8 governments to commit that. So that is possible, but we're pushing for more still. As I mentioned, there's big funding for small farmers, more commitment could be made now, more on climate change and in tax and transparency and land areas as well. So I think there is scope for doing more, both in short-term commitments, but also this long-term planning as well, isn't it?
Just one final question, Mark. Just regarding the events, obviously, that are taking place over the weekend, there are quite a number of events. You mentioned there the ecumenical service. How surprised have you been with the response of people in general, willing to get on board, come out and support the cause?
Oh, it's been really marvellous to see, actually. A number of our supporters have done amazing things, have been running IF campaigns to highlight the issues of enough food for everyone if we share the world's resources, running IF cafes. We've got people coming out for the service to the ecumenical service to volunteer. We've got busloads, you know, the 200 charities that are and organizations that are backing the IF campaign are bringing people in from the regions into London. People are gathering and volunteering. We've got celebrities involved. Bill Gates is coming to speak at Hyde Park, and Rowan Williams, the former Archbishop of Canterbury, Mylene Klass, for younger listeners, Angelique Kidjo, a fantastic Benin singer from Africa, is coming as well. So the response has been at every level of society, from ordinary people like myself through to celebrities who are putting time aside because they care deeply that, you know, it's unacceptable, isn't it, that 2 million children will die of hunger this year. And it's something we can do something about. People often feel powerless, but coming together in events like this really gives government the priority that they need to give priority and focus to those with least wealth and least power in our world. So I really hope it makes a big difference and that as many listeners as possible can come along, look on the IF campaign website and sign the petitions to push for greater G8 support for this hugely important issue of hunger.